site.
This is Gabe for David, please.
This is Jake.
Hey, David, this is Gabe over with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I just wanted to follow up with you there on our conversation. See if you had given any more thought to the capital there.
Nah, that's really not going to help me a short term like that. That's not what I needed.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off there.
I kind of wish I would have known that going in. I mean, it's, you know, time and getting the stuff ready and looking forward to it, but that's really a letdown on that.
Yeah, well, one thing about this program is halfway through, we can expand it another 12 months, right? Do a renewal and expand it. And also, you know, I'm not sure if I went into too much detail, but the interest is tax deductible there for you.
Well, you never really even told me the rate on it, but you told me I had a year term. I mean, you know, the payments seem like to be rather large on a monthly set payment.
Well, we could go over some monthly. I mean, we could also, too, you know, we have you approved for $65,000. You know, we could always start with something lower, which will allow you to consolidate some of that debt.
Yeah, no, what I want to do is get about a 3 or 4 year deal, just a straight out little loan, pay off the credit cards, make a set payment at a lower rate.
Got you.
But you didn't have that apparently, so.
And we, no one in the industry has that.
Okay.
You know, yeah, so it, you know, as far as you know, unsecured capital goes, it the 4 year term, you're not going to find it.
Okay.
Right?
Well, then that's not just. I have to just stay with what I got.
Got you.
No problem.
Have you tried to go to the local bank there to try and get like an SBA, like a longer term, like seems like you're looking for there?
No.
No. All right. Well,
no, I did it one time in 2008 when I needed some money, and then it was like they didn't want to help me then. So I don't think the bank's really changed much since then.
Right, yeah, and that's why we're, you know, a good alternative source for funds. But like I said, you know, we can renew that loan halfway through. Yeah, I know you were looking for something a little longer, but,
yeah.
You know, we could get the relationship started with you and then look to, you know, 2 year terms, 3 year terms later down the road.
Yeah, what kind of payment were you talking about and what kind of interest rate?
All right, so let's, how much are you, give me a figure, you know, that you'd be looking to bring on. Are you looking for the full 65 or?
Tell me 65, yes. That's what I have my heart set on, yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. So, let's see. I'm trying to get some numbers for you here, give me a second.
I mean, just off the top of my head, about $7,000-$8,000 a month.
Yeah, you're right. It's right around $7,000 a month.
And then you said you do it daily.
And that's principal
a day. That's the thing. I don't want that added into my operating expenses like that.
Right, and what you have to do is just, you know, think about it as, you know, micro payments, right? So if you're paying $7,000 a month, that's principal and interest, right?
Yeah, no, I'm really not interested in that. That's just not what I want. So, but I do appreciate all your time and effort, you and Anthony. So.
Yeah, absolutely, okay. Dave. So it seems like you just, it really comes down to the, you know, you're looking for a longer term, right?
Well, if it's not available, it's not available. That's all I need to find out. But I mean, I wish I would have been told at the beginning. So
yeah, and
no problem.
Yeah, well, you know, if something does come up, you know, you have the funds available to you. You know.
Yeah, but no, I don't need it.
Alrighty, David. You have a good one.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.